And what about a male horse? What do you used to call him?
Just a horse. And a female. Well, you could call him a stallion. Mm-hmm. And the other one would be a mare.
What about females? What do they call them?
Mares.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you don't know how to ride, you'd say, I've never what a horse.
I've never ridden a horse.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, he likes to ride a lot. Last year he what every day.
He rode that horse every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you couldn't stay on, you'd say, I fell
off a horse.
Mm-hmm. And say a little child goes to sleep in bed and winds up on the floor the next morning, he'd say,
I must have fell off the bed.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call this part of the horse?
The hoof?
Mm-hmm. Or you might say every horse has four.
Four hoofs?
Mm-hmm. And what are the things that are attached to the...
Horseshoes.
Did you ever play a game?
Yeah, I was a good horseshoe player.
Were you?
Yes, sir. I could ring it up a storm. That's one thing we played on the park.
My daddy was always good at horseshoes. They used to play that every Christmas, get out. And
yeah, it was a lot of fun.
You have a special name for male sheep?
No, but the only name I know for a sheep when I work a crossword puzzle is a ewe.
U.
E-W-E.
Yeah, is that, use that for female sheep?
I think it is, but they always put a sheep, you know, and I always put that E-W-E in the crossword puzzle.
And what's the stuff you usually get from the sheep's back?
Fur, a wool.
Mm-hmm. And we mentioned pigs earlier. What do you call a full-grown pig?
A hog.
Yeah, what about a male one? What do people usually call that?
You know, I don't know.
You ever heard it called a boar?
Yeah. But I didn't know. I thought boars were them wild hogs. But I don't know. But that's all what I always heard them. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, you know when you milk a cow, you know what they call it when they milk?
What's that?
A udder.
Udder, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know. Some old gal at work used to tell me, you talk about a woman's tits. She said, look at that woman's udders. She didn't want to be vulgar, too vulgar.
Let's see. Now, these next questions may be kind of difficult for you too. If you had a little pig and didn't want him to grow up to a hog, what would you do to him?
Say
you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar. You know what I mean?
Castrate him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, would you call it the same thing if you did that to your dog or horse, something like that? Mm-hmm. And.
I don't think many folk castrate a dog, though.
Yeah.
They do the bull sometime and all, you know. Mm-hmm. I've heard them do that.
Yeah, I think they do it with hogs, from what I can tell.
And hogs, but
meat,
I never have
meat
heard
doesn't
them.
Taste good if they don't.
Uh-huh. That's right. I've heard that. I never have heard of castrating a horse. Yeah. But they might, some lead horses,
they
I don't
get,
know.
They can make geldings out of them, don't they?
Yeah, I reckon that is. You know, they're going to...
Use them for riding, I guess they're gentler, you know.
Yeah, that would do that.
You use a handle. You have any name?
If you do it to a dog, you spade it.
Spade it.
A female dog.
What about to a cat, same thing?
Spade it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you have a special name for a male hog that's been altered?
I sure don't know.
You ever heard anybody use the term barrel?
No, I never have.
Mm-hmm. And, that's it. You have a name for pigs when they get their stage between a pig and a hog?
I've heard them call them piglets.
Piglets. Mm-hmm. And you have any special name for the hairs, stiff hairs on a hog's back?
Yes, I have.
And what about the, you ever heard anybody call them bristles or anything?
No, I never have.
What about the teeth, the long teeth in the hog? You ever have a name for those? What would you call elephants?
Tusk?
Mm-hmm.
I know they always told me that if you throw a pig in the